We live in a world of emancipations, everyday clockwork global gyrations soothing the burns of a teched Middle Ages. Life is rife, in guzzling swarms. The dull man's a hero and heroin fills the streets. We seek to meet the bar of smiles per day. We live as if tweeting's a legitimate way to communicate. As if the only way of transmitting your spiritual oscillograph is 140 characters times however many pixels. And you sit still on your pit stool, eliminating individuals in narcissistic rituals of dog-eat-dog and outshined light from the screen of life. I can hear the scream of death as your pixel box packs it in. So that one day you might incorporate the values that the authorities hate. Love and anarchy, freedom and energy into the virtual version of you. Endless assertions of mindless, hocus, boneless idiosyncrasies paradigmatically unique to please your counterparts in the ultimate game of games. With tools of pride, manipulative flux, and all for the pixel, nor dignity buck. Get your vision back. Or suffer at the hands of Beelzebub, the ultimate troll. Glitched up, anonymous, eternally eponymous, producing life and posthumous, he'll wangle his way into every page. Eats shoots and leaves, loads bars in his wake, lags and glitches enough to make any square-eyed aficionado of fub or twit feel betrayed, right down to the core. There are heroes among us looking for damsels on Facebook. Argumental fallacies and kids waiting for the smoke to scream before they duck and roll or start to know anything. Try syncopating apathy with negative schisms, or planting intuition in a world made of prisons. Individual impotence is just another indolence. The world is full. We're left with dreadful bedfuls of headsore vagabonds, and no one knows how to abscond from bitter virtuality, how to accept the reality of reality. Surfing oceans for hearts of gold, or closed eyes hunting through the fields of fabricated history, refusing tangibility and opting to search with flashlights and clicks for something that will make them tick. Exuberant and melancholy, climbing up through nobodies, the bright-lit rungs of armories are clogged like adipose arteries, entangled round the broken down and scouring peoples lost and found through metaphors and similes and narcissistic know-it-alls to find the found is lost once more and wind up on the ocean floor. Clueless and imaginary, flawless, earning points for every pointless point in space. What's on your mind?